Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this program, we plan to cover a range of topics on gluten intolerance, such as recent news and developments, popular stories on our website, product reviews, and even catch up with the latest discussions on our forum. Our intention is to provide you with a regular summary of all things celiac in a way that is certain to enhance your daily life and activities. So, in order to ensure our effectiveness, we'd like to hear your input. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the podcast edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Now, the news. Leaky gut and depression. Recent medical research demonstrates that intestinal mucosal dysfunction, or leaky gut syndrome, plays a role in the inflammatory pathophysiology of depression. As a result, the researchers recommend that patients with depression be screened for food allergies. Durum wheat peptides could lead to celiac treatment. Durum wheat peptides could potentially treat celiac disease by causing the associated T cells to react tolerantly to gluten. The key is that these durum wheat peptides aid in balancing the immune response of the body. The experiments in question resulted in a release of more efficient cytokines, thus suppressing inflammation and promoting a tolerance to the disturbance caused by wheat gluten. Paraproteinemia and celiac disease. Monoclonal gammopathy, or MGUS, is a precursor stage to multiple myeloma, which is the cancer of the bone, marrow, and blood. According to recent studies, MGUS, which can go undiagnosed for years, may actually be the end result of untreated celiac disease. According to a recent article in the medical journal Gut, a patient with MGUS and celiac disease lost debilitating monoclonal proteins once placed on a gluten-free diet. Celiacs and gluten-intolerant individuals are recommended to take the test for MGUS and myeloma. In the same light, MGUS patients are highly recommended to take a test for gluten intolerance or to follow an elimination diet. And now, here are a few popular and important topics from celiac.com. A few pointers on healthy diet. Gluten grains, which make up the greater part of the U.S. RDA food pyramid, aren't actually good nutrition for anyone. They are highly allergenic to at least 10% of our population. In addition, gluten grains contain opioids, which are morphine-like substances that can be highly addictive and damage our ability to resist cancer. They are also high in a type of starch that is converted very rapidly into sugar. Starchy, sugary, and processed foods are major contributors to our nation's problems with obesity, not to mention putting the body at risk of hypoglycemia, diabetes, and vision impairment due to irregular growth of the eyeballs. Dairy products are no good for humans either. They also contain addictive opioids, and most adult humans are lactose intolerant anyway. The enzymes needed for digesting milk sugars are not produced by the body past childhood. So look out for most juices too, because they're high in sugar and will affect your metabolism as well, even if they claim to be healthy or pure. So what can we eat? First, be sure to take multi-spectrum supplements that can fill in if certain nutrients aren't absorbed well enough from food, or if those nutrients in your food might have been depleted from the soils in which our food is grown. Next, not enough can be said about eating mostly fresh produce. You can't beat the taste, and there's no substitute for the feeling you get from a diet that is mainly composed of whole fruits and vegetables. And finally, only eat when hungry, not according to someone else's idea of an appropriate mealtime. And that's all for this episode of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. Once again, we'd love to hear your input, so please write comments about what you thought of the program and what you'd like to hear covered in future programs. In addition, you'll find links to all the original articles on our blog site. So, from Celiac.com, thank you for listening.